Time now to kick off 2022 with Matt Stringer, our Chief Executive. We chat with Matt each week, get the latest news coming from RNIB, and a packed one to start the year with, Matt, today.
Yeah, hi, Alan. Happy New Year to everybody. Yeah, good to hit the ground running with a full agenda in the new year, I think. So good to have a lot to talk to you about today, Alan, yes.
Let's kick off with a look at some more parts of RNIB, so transfer of some of the regulated services, which is something which has been going for some time now, getting close to the end.
This is an important point, actually. You know, we've had a transitions programme, which has been our very well-managed transfer of our regulated services to new providers. So the good news is we're just completing that job and transferring over the last two services that we run to new providers in a very well-managed way. So we have our services down in Redhill in Surrey, which we've handed over to Seeability, who are a very strong local charity in the sort of Surrey, South London area. And we're really pleased the person we've transferred to and them taking on responsibility for our ex-beneficiaries that we were looking after in accommodation around the area. And then next week, we will see the transfer of our final regulated services in Scotland, which are our VILD services, which stands for Visually Impaired Learning Difficulties. And we have a number of services across three regions in Scotland, actually, which we're transferring over to Send Scotland. And again, a very strong partner with a good relationship between the two organisations. And we're very happy to be transferring those services. So, you know, good to have done the job and completed the job. Very happy that we're handing our Burstwell beneficiaries over to really safe hands and very, very strong local providers, and frankly good for the RNIB to sort of finish the job and have the time now to sort of focus on the future. You know, very pleased we've managed to do that on plan in January at the start of 2022.
Great way to start the year, as you say, Matt. Something else as well, which has taken another big step. You had a very successful collaboration with Kellogg's looking at accessible packaging using new technology. That again has taken another step forward.
Yes, we talked about this quite a bit last year, particularly when we had the What's in Store pop-up shop in Hammersmith in West London, and that was all to showcase the general point that packaging was mostly completely inaccessible for blind and partially sighted people. We had been running a pilot through 2020-2021 with Kellogg's, if you remember, or Cocoa Pops of all things, to prove putting sort of Braille and particularly the NaviLens technology, which is a sort of almost a pseudo QR code type technology, on the packaging. And the good news is that we've sort of both started now to really roll that out across Kellogg's, clearly a big brand. Special K goes into stores now, so you will find our NaviLens technology on Special K packaging, and that's just the next of all the brands in Kellogg's which will move over, so you can start to see that happening. It goes across a number of retailers, so you'll find it in many places, which again is sort of just spreading the message. And we've got other products coming down the line now, Pantene shampoo. And we've also got some frozen food brand that we're about to work with, which I can talk about when I can talk about that. So you can see all the work we've done to energize the retailers, the packaging manufacturers and the FMCG companies is really now starting to bear fruit. And whilst I'm really chuffed with progress made, as a team know and I know, we've got to keep going relentlessly at getting this technology spread across a lot more products and a lot more stores to really get to a tipping point that people are starting to notice. And as I say, the accessibility of packaging becomes a really positive thing for blind and partially sighted people.
Now, the beginning of the year, we learned the extremely lucky people who were all recognised in the New Year's honours, and some connections to RNIB there as well.
Yeah, no, delighted. There were three British Empire Medal awards made to people associated with the RNIB, one to one of our members of staff and two to volunteers. So Ranjit Kerr, who's one of our team working on our sort of external partner engagement, and Ranjit does a brilliant job, got the British Empire Medal for her services to her local community in northeast London, sort of Essex border, providing support for people through COVID. So she didn't get the award for her RNIB work, she got it for her community work, which is fantastic that, you know, we have people of the calibre of Ranjit who goes the extra mile to put something in for the community. And she was organising, making sure that vulnerable people were, you know, looked after, communicated to. There were, you know, food and medicine runs set up and all those sorts of things. And she was an integral part of that in her location and very well deservedly has been awarded the British Empire Medal. We've also got two of our volunteers, which I think shows the strength and the longevity of people that commit to volunteering for the RNIB. So we've got Mike Tupper and Don Brown, kind of different parts of the country. I think Mike's from Lancashire, Don, I'm going to say the West Country, but they've both given years and years and years of service. Mike particularly, I think, around fundraising with a very well-recognised guide dog. And Don started as one of the original talking book coordinators in 1977 and is now, you know, almost 55, 45 years later, one of our Tech for Life volunteers supporting customers on very modern hardware and software. So, you know, Don's been on a massive technological journey over that time, from sort of clunky, you know, sort of 8-track tape machines to tablets and smartphones, but, you know, has stuck with the volunteering role for 45 years. And I think I'm delighted for Mike and Don that this sort of unsung contribution is noticed, and we're really proud of all three of them.
Congratulations to them as well. Incredibly well-deserved honours. And we are, of course, going to finish things off with a bit of fundraising news starting the year. There's some new challenges on the way and indeed some good news about our Christmas appeal.
Kira, who's been sort of poster girl for the RNIB, has been brilliant fronting that campaign. We had a really strong Christmas campaign this year, generated a bit more income than last year, sort of well into seven figures, which we're really pleased about. And I think, you know, the videos that Kira fronted, incredibly characterful girl, absolutely making the most of her life. And I think she went down very well with donors to the RNIB. So, you know, a lot of thanks to Kira for working with us on that. It was a really good campaign. So well done to the team internally for running such a good campaign. I think, Alan, we were both would have had too much turkey and mince pies over Christmas. So we've started the year with a take on 250, which is a fundraising initiative where we're meant to be doing 250 of something, whether that's physical exercise to, you know, work off the turkey and mince pies, or whether it's doing 250 repetitions of a craft or some sort of thing domestically. And I'm doing 250 kilometres in January with Stuart Fox, who's my finance director, who's probably a bit fitter and younger than I am. But between us, we'll more than cover the ground. We've made quite a good start. And I think it's a good way to get back into sort of harness after Christmas, where you might have indulged at the start of 2022. And I think for those of us who do like running around a bit, pleased that we've been able to pin down our double dash date for May the 7th this year, which is the time for people to go running with a partner, guide a blind runner, visually impaired runner. So this is back in Regent's Park on May the 7th, and look forward to that being a big event for us this year as well.
Important question actually to round things off, Matt. What book did you get at Christmas that you'd recommend to everyone?
You know, you're putting me on a spot, and I think people might know my predilection for reading sort of history books and things. Well, I'll give you two. So I had a very nice week on holiday to Malta last year, which I really loved, actually. And my wife bought me a book called Fortress Malta by James Holland, who's a historian, which was about the sort of siege of Malta in the Second World War, which is sort of, you know, very harrowing, actually, in terms of quite what the island had to put up with. But also for me, brought back very happy memories of visiting some of the places on the island. So I've mostly finished that now. I've got a few pages to go. And then the next one I shall move on to was a book about the demise of Robert Maxwell. So some different books there, but I think both for different reasons, very interesting.
Well, there you go. That's the nod for this year then, to try those ones. And if you'd like more information on any of the topics that we've been chatting about today, please do go to the website rnib.org.uk. The helpline guys are there as well. They're very friendly. Give them a call. Answer all your questions on 0303 123 9999. Matt, we've kicked off 2022 and look forward to chatting to you as the weeks go on. And thank you once again for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Now, as ever, Alan, my pleasure, and, you know, really good to get into harness for 2022, which should be a great year for the RNIB.